Benjamin Franklin once said that we must indeed hang together, or assuredly we shall all hang separately. All it takes for someone to test this type of community commitment is a serious water drought in a farming community. Today's segment is part of a series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. Porterville, California once was a small farming community of 15,000 people. Nestled in the Sierra Nevada foothills, this community has grown to 60,000 people and finds their purpose in growing many fruits and vegetables that nourish families across this country. There are many faith-based churches supporting the strong conviction of basic values of this community. These values are now more important than ever. Porterville is experiencing the consequences of a multi-year drought that has dried out many domestic water supply wells across the area. Elva and Fred Beltran operate the Porterville Area Coordinating Council. The council's mission is to spread God's love by helping humans in need, not preaching. Fred explains the problem now experienced by Porterville citizens.
We have a river that flows through here that comes out of the lake, Success Dam Lake. The river has traditionally flowed. All these houses out to the east side of here are just downstream of the lake and around the river. The shallowest wells are about 20 foot. They're driven by hand. These wells go back, 50, 60 years old, 70 years old. They're 20 foot, 30 foot, 40 foot deep, very shallow. And they haven't had any problems because the river has always flowed. Now, that's how they got to this point. They had an opportunity roughly 8 years ago to create a water system out there, and they would have had to buy water from the city of Porterville. There is a public utility district out there, which most of these people are in, which is a Porta Vista Public Utility District, which is a sewer system. They were trying to create a water district out there, and they were told that it was going to cost them $56 a month to get their water. They felt at that point it was too expensive. So they voted it down, and that was about 8 years ago. Now, that means probably 400 or 500 people that are in that situation have run out of water, and they had an opportunity to get water, but now we're in this dilemma. Another 2 or 3 miles out of the city, again, people are running out of water out there, and most of those people we're hearing are running out of water are probably within a quarter mile of this river, and those wells are probably 90, 100 foot deep, and again, the river has not flowed through there in many years. In the last 2 years, we have seen and heard of agriculture in that area, west of Porterville. The agricultural part of this is digging bigger wells, deeper wells. And these wells are going 1,000, 2,000 feet down. Instead of being domestic wells, they're irrigation. They're 12-inch in diameter, and they're pulling literally millions of gallons of water out. And so that's the dilemma, The farmers need the water to irrigate so that they can keep their crops and create jobs. And of course, the urban areas need water to sustain themselves. So we have that dilemma of the farmer and the needs of the people. The cities now, their wells are anywhere from 700, 800, 1,000 foot deep. And now the cities are starting to get really scared that their wells are going to start running dry.
Everyone in Porterville and the surrounding areas is concerned about losing their water. But even still, it is these very same people that are sometimes providing water to the less fortunate and striving to use what they have more effectively.
The city of Porterville opted to set aside $10,000 to pay a worker, an employee, and fill up the water truck and go out there and fill up the water tanks for us. They were doing it once a week, two different routes, one on Tuesday and one on Friday. But the city of Porterville is the one that stepped up to the plate and said, how could we help out these families? And they've been doing it. Now the county is talking to the city of continuing filling up those tanks because there's not any other water tenders around that can fill up those tanks.
The uniqueness of this program is the fact that it's city dollars being spent on the county areas. That's what makes it very odd. Normally, a city would not reach out to county residents, and you would expect that the county would take care of their own. Well, in this case, it's not happening that way, so that's very unique. I'm really proud that the city has stepped up, and I think the city council is very aware of what's going on because they're now talking about how to do tertiary treatment at their plant to be able to use some of that water. Again, it goes back to recycling. So they're really trying, at the forefront of things to try to conserve water and try to use the water more effectively.
Elva also shared with me a story of an elderly couple that lost their water supply because their pump and motor broke. When a mother and her daughter from the Porterville area heard of this misfortune, they immediately wrote a check to buy and install a new pump for the elderly couple. Generosity like this is popping up in many parts of Porterville. Local and national businesses have donated so much bottled water that no water has been purchased by Elva's coordinating council. This drought event has really changed the views and behaviors of Porterville citizens. They realize that old behaviors regarding water use will not stay the same.
I don't think we're ever going to go back to what we were before. I think everybody's made aware of the situation, and I think everybody has to put their part in. We cannot go back to the way we used to use water. We have to conserve. We have water at our house. We get it from a public utility district out there. And I feel very guilty of taking long showers anymore. I feel guilty of letting the water run from one end of the house to the other when I'm taking a shower and letting it get warm. The cold water coming out, that's wasted water. I feel very guilty of it. Flushing toilets. When you go number one, try to leave it there for a while before you flush it. I mean, all those little things I see out in East Porterville, people gathering their wash water and their dishwashing water, gray water, to irrigate their lawns and irrigate their plants. I think this is what's going to be in the future. We're going to have to do this or else we're all going to be in trouble, whether it's the agricultural community or the urban areas. There's a lot of education involved with this, and there's people, you see their lawns plush out there, very green, and they just don't get it yet.
Like anything else, it takes time to get everyone on board regarding changing our water habits. Shifting behaviors is slow. But one behavior that saves us every time is acting from our common community values to help fellow citizens in trouble. Fundamental to our lives and environment, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.